What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? Today is a bonus episode of the Hinders Podcast because I was quite lazy. Let me open a beer here. So not lazy. I've just been busy. To make up for that, we're going to get out two episodes this week. I'll be recording with Ron tomorrow night. I'm also going to be recording with Zach Clapman later in the week for an episode to air the following week because I was on vacation last week and I'm going on vacation again. It's the way the trips lined up. And it just so happened that we booked a trip to Hawaii during COVID for later on, assuming, you know, things would clear up and it happened to wind up right when Hawaii opened back up and the price was incredible. So we had to take advantage of it. But then it also coincided the week prior was my wife's company's national sales meeting, which was in Maui. So we went to Maui, her parents, I don't know why I'm giving you all the backstory here, but we went to Maui. Her parents flew out, watched our daughter. So we got to go for a few days without the child. And it was nice. And for one of the days, I had a Jeep Gladiator on the island, which is a very touristy vehicle to have there, even though it's more Wranglers, but you're starting to see Gladiators. And I borrowed it to go mountain biking. Pearl, quiet. My dog is in here because my daughter's playing with her friend's daughter and they're in the backyard. So squeezing in a quick bonus episode of the podcast, and I don't have a script. I'm just flowing off the top of the dome. I'm like a freestyle podcaster, which is not a good way to do it. I should be looking at the camera. Normally I'm looking at this screen right here to see the guests. a lot of behind the scenes action right now, but I am having a beer because we are doing a podcast. Popped over to Four Sons to visit my friends at Four Sons. Say hello. Clouded Thoughts Hazy Dual IPA. I don't love the hazy trend, but this is a good one. Yeah, that one's tasty. They got some, you know, I love my Four Sons. So let's stick to what I've driven recently and what's going on with my vehicles, because there's been a little bit of movement on some stuff on the Montero, which is awesome. You can even see something right there, which I need to get installed on the Montero, which is happening soon. So right now outside, I have the Jaguar F-Pace SVR. So I got two Jags face to face, like I'm some kind of boomer fuck boy. 2021 F-Pace SVR. 5 liter supercharged, 550 horsepower. All that stuff is good. The styling is like a little bit more refined. I think that's good. The interior is much better. Not that the old interior is bad. Like the seats were always nice. But then the screens and stuff needed to be updated. This car has that. It actually has a great screen. It responds well. Seats feel good, except this one has fixed, you know, you can't move the headrest and the bottom of the headrest has a bump that lands like right here in this weird position for my height. And I, as I'm driving, I forget about it. But when I first get in the car, it's really noticeable and I dislike it. But everything else is good. Steering feels a little odd, but not, it's just, you know, an electronic power steering system that could use maybe a little bit more tuning. But the vehicle handles well enough. The suspension is nice and damped for comfort. It can stiffen up if you want it. And then you can adjust the stuff individually, but the car sounds raucous and awesome. I wish my Jag sounded like that Jag. I actually want to put an exhaust on this to get a little bit more noise out of this without going too far. I don't want it to be obnoxious, but I would like a bit more like punch to it. But that's not the concern of the car right now. What is the concern of this car right now is the fact that the cooling fans stopped turning on again. And this is something we just fixed on the car. I noticed it. Normally I can sit there and I could sit in traffic, temperature, you know, hot outside and the fan will come up, turn on, the temp will come back down. Temp will, like how it's supposed to work. And the other day I was going to get a haircut. I took this to get the haircut. It's creeping, got to the zone. I was like, what the fuck? But I started moving. As soon as I started moving, it came back down, but the fan wasn't kicking on its own. I think there's a weird electrical power draw situation. So I replaced the alternator in this. Sometimes it has some hard starts where, when I do the podcast, I have to sneeze. I don't know why this is, but sorry. It's like, if I haven't started it in a while, the first one is like a hard one, and then the second ones are always fine. The rest of the ones are always fine. So what I've noticed is since I put the alternator in when I'm driving, it's right where you want it to be, right around 14. And then if I come to an idle, it'll just dip and kind of be in the middle. And I'm curious if this is related to the fan issue, like if something is pulling so that the fan isn't getting enough juice. And I, but nothing has changed. Like it just happened one day. Cause it was working fine after I replaced the alternator, but obviously stuff needs to get tested in there and I don't know how to test electrical stuff. So I think I'm going to take it back to the shop and be like, hey, remember the fans you guys did? It's not working. And I still would like to get with summer right around the corner, I should get the AC system in this fixed. I think it just needs, there's somewhere where it's leaking. And I think a proper AC shop should be able to find it and fix it quickly enough because this is a pretty basic AC system. And then charge it up and I should be good to go. But I'm not stressing on this car right now. I've even been right before war broke out and not that prices have slowed down for car shit. I was thinking about just selling it. I mean, I just don't feel that strong of an attachment to it. I find myself driving the Montero far more than I drive this. I like it. I might use the funds if I do sell this to just be like, hey, just can we get them on the Mercedes going? Like, let's just move this ahead of some of your other projects. What's it going to take to jump this up in the queue a bit? I'm now at the point where I'm like, hey, I want to use money to fix the problem of it not happening. I'm in that place mentally and it needs to happen. So we'll see how that goes. No word on that. I haven't made that declaration to the shop where the car's at. That's just me letting you guys know. So we'll see. We'll see where we're going on that one. Now, on the Montero side of things, it's funny. I just looked at the clock. I feel like I've been talking for 20 minutes and it's been 7. I'm gonna have to stretch this out for you because I'm gonna hit at least 30. But on the Montero, so my roof rack came in. My roof rack that I ordered from Gamma Vitti. We ordered it to size. They typically do Toyota Lexus stuff, but I mean, it's a roof. It's a flat roof. He's like, yeah, give me your numbers. He does gutter mount based stuff. He can do, you know, roof rack or rail based stuff too, but he makes stuff for gutter mounts, which is why I wanted to go to them. If you've seen the Corsetti Cruisers, they're gorgeous FJ60, FJ62 Land Cruisers with like LS3 motors, really, really, really nicely done trucks. They typically have a Gamma Vitti rack on the roof. I looked at, you know, Rhino and Front Runner and their off the shelf stuff that would fit my truck theoretically was more than a custom built rack built to the specs I wanted. And that Gamma Vitti suggested would work well. It's an awesome rack. He has in the front, he calls it his Expo Up design where it comes up in the front. And then there's already an integrated light bar in it. I mean, there's mounting holes. It's not like integrated, but he sells a relatively cheap or inexpensive light bar that he says throws out enough light. And then if you wanted to upgrade down the road, you could. It's like, that sounds fine. I'm not a slut for light. So we'll take, what yours comes with. And if I need to down the road, I'll upgrade, which is funny. Cause recently a PR person who handles light force was like, hey, you need any lights? I was like, nah, I'm good. Even though because their lights are expensive and work well and all this stuff. So I was like, no, I'm not going to be again, a slut for lights. I'll work with what we paid for, what's on there. We'll wire it up, get it going. So I have an appointment with a shop that did the audio system and the dash cam install in the Montero. So I just don't like doing wiring. So I'm farming that stuff out for sure. So while it's going to go to that shop, we're going to have them wire up the front light bar. And then we're also going to have them. Hold on. Here we go. I ordered the other day this. I'm holding it up for those of you who can't see. I ordered the Rugged Radio GMR45. So I'm adding a radio to the Montero, and I'm super excited about it. I got this little stealth antenna too. It's just like a little nubby thing that's going to go up there. So we're going to mount that they're going to wire that at the same time they do the light bar, because I think for my application, because I don't have there's not a lot of trim on the outside of my truck like there is in a more modern truck, and I hate the look of wires just running down the outside of A-pillars. So I've talked to them about this, and they say they've done it before, and there's no problem with it. We're going to run the wiring. We're going to go through the roof to come down into the truck and then have it hidden behind some interior trim panels down, you know, through or behind the firewall. And I don't want to mess with that. But the words they were saying about how they're going to do it, you know, with silicone and rubber and to protect it. And so all the things sounded like they knew what they were talking about. So it could potentially be dumb, but it could also, if done right, which is why I'm taking it to this place that says they've done it before, look really clean on the install. And that's my goal. I don't like wires loose in the cabin. That's why I hardwired the dash cam. That's why I don't do wiring, because the shit would just be hanging. So that's the plan for that. Front light bar and the radio will come in through the roof, because you have to, you know, the antenna is going to go on the roof, though it doesn't have to. But if we're going to be up there, I think it makes sense for it to be up there. Though it doesn't need to do that. You could always just like mount it to the fender right behind the AM/FM antenna. And who cares if you're drilling through the metal of your fender? So that's where the Montero is at. We're going to do that. Oh, and then on top of that, this is pretty sweet. I've wanted a powered cooler for my truck for a while. And I just started talking to a dude, same guy who represents Light Force. He represents Dometic. And when I heard that, it was like, you know, I was playing it cool, but inside my head, I was like, oh my God, please, please, please. So I got a Dometic, the CFX3, their latest series of coolers. I got the smallest one because I don't need some monster. I'm not an off the grid for a week guy. You know, I go camping for a weekend. You know, I do overnights. I'm nothing crazy. But I wanted this powered cooler. So I got the powered cooler, and I got their PLB40 portable battery system to go with it. And my plan is, because I was talking to someone at a place in Long Beach called GTFO Overland, which is a fantastic shop run by wonderful people. I've purchased a handful of things through them. They're gracious. They're wonderful to chat with. They just love off-roading, overlanding, all that stuff. So I got some chairs from them, some Darsh. I say Darsh, but I heard an Australian guy pronounce it, and it's an Australian company, and they say Darshi or Darchi. But I got their Firefly camp chairs, which look awesome. So the cooler, the PLB40 portable battery system, and then on top of that, I'm going to add some solar, portable solar, nothing hard mounted to the truck or anything like that. Just some panels I could put out. And I was talking to them, and, you know, because a fridge doesn't just constantly run. It gets cold, and then it's on and off monitoring temperature. That's so it's not a constant power draw. With the PLB40, I could be powering that through the solar during the day, and then at night that'll drain and keep the cooler going. So I should have no problem keeping that cooler running. And then if I need to be charging a few things off of it, like, you know, phones and whatnot, or camera batteries, I should be good to go. Theoretically, I want to check, because I know there's stuff on the cooler where you can pair with your phone, and I think you can see power draw and all this stuff. But I'd love to have some kind of something like some master system that things plugged into, so I could see net input, net power coming in, and or whatever, the power coming in, power going out, so I can see if I'm going to be pulling too much, or if I'm positive, net positive. I'm sure somebody makes something like that. You know, RV people have to use it. Overland people have to use it. So I'm going to look into that and see what I can do on that front. But either way, I'm very excited. And now that the roof rack is on the Montero, the next step, the reason I put a roof rack on the Montero, and the cool thing with it being gutter mount is, like, if I get tired of it, it's bolts. You just unbolt it. It's awesome. The next step, the reason I got the roof rack, is to get an awning. So originally I thought I just wanted the simple side awning, but then going back to that Darshi, I always want to say Stan Darsh, that Darchi, Darsh, Darshe, Darshe, whatever the hell, however you pronounce it, mate. Oh, you looking for an awning, mate? We got your Darshi right here. You're going to get a 270? Oh, the Eclipse. Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. So yes, I was looking. Don't bark at me. I was looking at the, hey, shush. That's going to be great. This is a great riveting podcast. I was looking at the a side awning. And then I decided after seeing the 270s, the 270s look awesome. And then you can add room panels so they cover you up more. And then it's like your truck becomes its own self-contained little cool campsite that you can retreat into if you need to. I could get a little cot to put on the ground for a mattress so you don't have to sleep on the ground. It all sounds pretty awesome. I could even do a tent inside the awning for an extra layer of protection if I wanted to. I'm excited at the possibilities of it all. So that's good. I got to look into that. It's not cheap. Obviously awnings are not cheap, but, it's the whole reason I got the roof rack. So I'm excited to do that. There's a place I want to take the truck to. There's a great mountain bike park in Arrowhead called Sky Park. It also has a place called Santa's Village. It used to be a big Santa's Village back in the day. Then these people bought it. It still has the Santa's Village stuff, but it also has amazing mountain bike trails, a great place to eat, a place you can buy beer, a bike shop. And then across the street, they bought that land and turned it into a little RV camping park. So I've been wanting to go to that RV camping park. They even bought, I think, 5 Airstreams to just keep there that you can rent those out if you don't want to tow anything up. But I want to take my Montero once I get the awning, bring my bike, camp there, and then get 2 days of riding and just do an overnight and have a kick-ass time. I think that'll be the way to go, and I'm very excited about that. So what else has been going on? On the car front, get the Montero. I just had the 911. The 911, the video that review's up. I'm trying not to be an automotive journalist that constantly says 911s are the best. 911s are the best. But you drive one and you go, fuck, 911s are the best. And I don't think we covered this on the last podcast because it's been, I don't even remember the last podcast because, like I said, I've been slacking. And we still owe you the Tony Angelo episode. I have all your questions saved for that one. Our just schedules at the last minute. He had to do dad shit because he has some kids. He has wonderful children that he needed to take care of. And we understand that. And we've been trying to reschedule and we will. We're excited to talk to him. We're not going to drop it. I was talking about the 911 for a second. Awesome. Targa, GTS, manual, just everything about it was perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I loved it so much. Now on more of the podcast front, I'm going to start reaching out to more guests because I think they make the shows great. I love talking to just Ron and I, but it's hard to maintain something interesting if you think this is interesting. Not this episode, but it's hard to maintain just he and I every week. And anything to say about he and I, that's an in general two people just talking about car shit every week. We can do it, but it makes it easier to do it when you have a guest because you just point your questions at them and fire away and let them, hopefully they're a talker and they go. I'm going to try to get Mike Musto on the show. Zach Klatman is coming on later this week to run next week when I'm gone. I want to get Alana Cher back on. I want to get my buddy Derek on, who isn't in the industry. He's a musician who is into cars, and we're friends, and we both love cars, and we drink beer, and we have a lot of fun. And he's in a band you've heard of, but we can deal with that when he's on the show. But he has an old Bronco. He has a Plymouth. I think it's a Belvedere. His dad has the cleanest Torino I've ever seen, and his dad races bugs. Back in the day, his dad used to work for Garrett Turbochargers, which is another interesting story. So he has stories there. And then he also has a Subaru Forester that he got for free that he's occasionally 3D printed parts for. So there's some cool stuff to talk about there. I also want to get my buddy Patrick on the show. Patrick is, he's been on the show before, but it's been a while. Patrick Costello was the executive producer. I don't know. He was the main guy in charge of production for Top Gear US when it was, Tanner, Rutt, and Adam. And then he did Truck Night America. And he's doing he's working on a show with Jeremy Renner right now. But he's a car guy. He loves car shit and he loves talking about car shit. And he and I keep talking about how someday we're going to race an off-road race together. But we'll see when that happens. And randomly, we also like cars and beer. Funny how that constantly comes up in my life. whatever. But so we get some good stuff. It's funny. I'm looking up at my board. I have a board. I have a storage here because I have this whole built-in thing. And then in front of me is my computer desk, obviously, but above that are cabinets. And on that, I have a small whiteboard, not full. Jason Fenske from Engineering Explained. He'd be fun to get on the podcast again, too. We had him on a long time ago. But I have a little whiteboard where it says pod, like I have it broken down to like my AutoTrader stuff, my Hooniverse stuff, and then podcast. And it says get guests and find money. And it has a list of guests. I'm not good at the finding money part, obviously, but I'm good at the guest part. So we will get on that. As I was taking a sip of this beer, I think it might be good to get my another non-car industry person, but my friend Devin, who is the oldest of the four sons, who loves cars. And I think we could talk about that. See, that's the fun thing. If we just use the cars as a, I don't know why my voice like quivered there. It's like it too much insight for my brain. Cars, if we just use the cars as the initial sounding board to open the door to conversation, I think that could be a good way to run this podcast from time to time. And like there was a period where I really liked having it it wasn't scripted, but I still do this, where I have a list of topics, and it was a bit heavier at times where we had, you know, news and then this and then guest. And then we just kind of went down the list, and we still do that on occasion on this iteration of the Hooniverse podcast. But, I think if, as long as the cars are still relevant to getting the conversation going, and then we move off on tangents, I feel like I understand this audience, and I could be wrong, and please let me know. Some of you might, I just talk about cars. So we're going to always talk about cars, but I think the conversation that relates us as people, outside of the car stuff, and then it always comes back to the car stuff. I think that's a good direction for this. Cause you know, it's, we're all so different, and then the cars bring us together. And then the really neat part is learning about all the differences, that make us up. It's fun having friends who are so different from you. That's what makes the world a more interesting place. And I swear I've only had one beer and no weed. That was more philosophical and introspective than maybe I might usually be. So I'll say I don't know, poop. I'll make a poop joke or something next. So don't worry. That's how we do it. We usually normally we make bad jokes and then roll into the serious stuff, but I'll try to reverse it today. My dog is looking at me like she's so bored, and I get it, sweetheart. So let's see. It was funny being in, I'm going to circle back to the Hawaii thing because that's fresh on my mind. So I wasn't going to get a rental car, but I needed one for one day because I rented a mountain bike we were in Maui. There's this great town called Makawao, which is like their historic, almost cowboy village. They call it up country because it's kind of up in the hills. And there is a mountain bike preserve up there, which was, it was a little wetter than I would have liked. So it was a little slidey, but the actual trail system is gorgeous. And the trails, I mean, if you are into mountain biking, like actual, like, you know, downhill single track stuff, absolutely. If you're going to Maui, rent a bike, stop at Crank Cycles in Maui, rent a bike. They have e-bike options. I had a regular bike. They call them analogs or acoustics. And I wish I got an e-bike because the climb was a bit more than I thought it would be to start. You know, the climb was, the first 40 minutes of my ride were all climb. And I think it was about 1,000 feet in those 40 minutes. But it was never too steep and it was never too technical. It just kind of never gave up. So I was pretty beat at the top. And then the downhill, I didn't have confidence in the corners because it was wet, but it, like real jumps, absolute real jumps, wall features. It was sick. It was super, super awesome. The trail is called Pineapple Express. If you Google it, there's great trail run videos of it. But again, this relates to the car. I wasn't planning on getting a car, and I'm an idiot who constantly mixes up dates. I mix up dates all the time. I think something is on a Saturday, it's on a Sunday. I did this recently. I was supposed to go to and Dan Mosqueda, if you're listening, I still apologize. He invited me to go see Patrick Strong, who owns Model Citizen Diecast, put on a great diecast car show at a car museum in El Segundo. And I thought it was on Saturday, and I rolled out with my daughter, and I pull up and there's a bunch of like real boomery folks in Shelby's, and it was the Shelby Club show. And I was like, I looked at my phone because it was on the Instagram. I was a day off. I was like, God damn it. So we were in Hawaii. My wife is doing her sales meeting thing. I walk over like 10 minutes down the road from where we were staying to the Hyatt, because in the Hyatt, there's a Hertz rental car. And I'd booked a small compact sedan because I just needed something cheap, because the bike rental shop has those trunk pressure-mounted bike racks that you can rent, and I was just going to use that. So I get there. I'm waiting in line. I'm like third in line, and it's taken 20, 30 minutes just to get to me, and then there's 15 people behind me because it's Hawaii, and every rental car place is sold out. So I get up there. Very friendly woman is handling the stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know, what's the name? Blah, 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 Jeff Glucker. I'm not seeing it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I got my email right here. Show her the email confirmation. She looks at it, goes, that says that's last week. I'm like, what now? I look at my phone. I put the wrong fucking day in. I put the wrong day in by a week. And I prepaid it. And I just remembered I have to go check to see if Hertz charged me for that, because I think they did. And I never got the car. And I might be screwed that I did that. But she goes, I have nothing left. I'm like, I totally understand. This is absolutely my fault. Thank you for your time. Walk out the front of the hotel. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? I have to drive an hour across Maui to go get this bike. And that's, Maui's bigger than you think. I had to drive like 41 miles each way to get this fucking bike. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I start walking back towards my hotel. I call Enterprise. We don't have nothing. The town of Lahaina is nearby. I call this Lahaina car rental. We might have a car back in at 1:00. I was like, fuck no. So I take a gamble. About a mile and a half up the road is an Avis Budget dual store. I'm trying to call them. It's ringing off the hook. I was like, shit, bad sign. I go on their website, and the website lets me reserve a car. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gambling. I reserve the car, and then I walk down the highway. It's two lanes each way, but there's no other road to get there. So I walk along the highway to hope they have the car, about a mile and a half. You know, not a difficult walk, but it's, you know, it's 80 degrees out and I'm on the freeway and I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like, at least if I had like my headphones with me, I could listen to a podcast. I listen to the Always Sunny podcast. It's now I'm obsessed with it. So I'm just walking like, please, please. And my phone was dying too, but I had a cable with me, assuming I'd have a rental car to charge it. I get there. I walk in. Someone else in front of me just picked up their car. She's like, yeah, you know, name, blah, blah, blah. She has the paper list printed out for the things that morning. I was like, my name's not going to be on that list. I just reserved it like 15, actually like 40 minutes ago. She's like, you really shouldn't do that, Dave. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. She's like, looking at the board. No, this thing's going there. She's like, actually on the Avis side, because she can jump between the two. She's like, I have a Gladiator. I'm like, what's the price difference? She said, $25. I said, absolute deal. I didn't even fight her that she said, I'm switching back to the other side because I can give you the same rate, but with insurance. And normally I never get insurance on a rental car. I mean, I booked through an American Express. I have my own car insurance. You don't need it. I used to work for Enterprise in college. You don't need it. As long as you're like properly covered, you don't need it. So I was like, I'm not even going to fight you. I don't care. I'm so happy you have a car. I get the Gladiator. I get in, plug my phone in, phone starts charging. I drive the hour to Makawao, the town of Makawao, pick up the bike. Everybody's friendly. I'm supposed to be back to go on a whale watching trip, because there's like things you can do on these sales meetings. And we booked, we try not to book that much so we can enjoy our own time. But Jen's like, my wife, I got to do this whale watching trip. Like, yeah, I wanted to be a marine biologist for a very long time. I'd love to do that. She texts me. She's like, hey, how's it going with the bike? And like, I was just getting to the bike shop. I was like, absolute shit show. Totally my fault. I'll call you later. She's like, that's fine. I'm still in my meeting. I'm like, all right. I get the bike. I'm in the truck. I call her. I'm like, what time are we supposed to be there? Hoping she'd say 12:30. She's like, well, the bus for the boat leaves at 12. I was like, and I look at Waze, it says 12:05. I was like, motherfucker. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be back for this whale watching. I'm really, really sorry. She's like, that's fine. That, you know, don't worry about it. Don't drive too fast. And she's like, I have to go because I work for this company and I have to go. I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. You know, she's like, please just don't drive too fast. It's totally fine. It's like, all right, thank you, sweetie. Love you. Blah, blah, blah. It was her idea for me to even book the mountain bike. She's like, hey, I have 2 days of meetings. On one of these days, why don't you see if you can find a mountain bike? It was an awesome idea. And that's how I found this place. But so I'm driving back, cruising, pumping the reggae because it's the right mood, sets the right tone. A little bit of Dirty Heads, a little bit of Revolution as well, you know, white boy reggae mixed in. Cruising, I get back, I take the bike out, I valet the Gladiator because I don't feel like dealing with parking. And it was a Gladiator Sport base, whatever, worked fine, didn't give a shit. Take the bike out, wheel the bike up to my room. The valet guys were like checking the bike out, like, what size frame is that? You know, taking the bike out, wheel it up to my room. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going down to the main hotel bar, gonna sit there, gonna grab a burger, gonna grab a drink. Seems like a nice way to spend lunch in Kanapali in Maui. Sit down. I'm texting her like, hey, when are you gonna be back? She's like, we got to the dock and we're still not even on the boat yet. She'd been gone for an hour. I was like, oh my God, I totally dodged an absolute fucking bullet. She's like, so when she came back, she's like, the whale watching trip was great, but the logistics of getting there, waiting for the boat wasn't ready, the blah, 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 blah. They didn't have lunch for us. Like all this like shit that should have been handled on a trip of this scale when, you know, it's like, oh, sorry. Like I had like 3 drinks at lunch there. The bartender was a super cool dude who's like, oh, you're going to Makawao? Like I'm trying to ride there more. So we were talking about that a little bit. And then one of the two TVs was playing a vintage NBA game from 1996, which, you know, I prefer the earlier era of NBA shit. So, and it, if you're curious, it was a game where it was Wizards versus Heat. So you had on the Heat, Tim Hardaway and Alonzo Mourning, which is just awesome. And it was Mourning's career high where he went for 50. So I'm like, I could sit here all day and watch this. And it's awesome. But the mountain biking was great. The Gladiator served its purpose. The moral of that story, though, is that I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to calendars. I can't believe I fucked it up. And my wife was like, I can absolutely believe because I do it all the time. But I got to borrow a Gladiator to cruise the island, which is hilarious because if you look out your hotel room, we were not on the ocean side. We faced the mountains, which I actually don't mind because the West Maui mountains are absolutely stunningly gorgeous. I caught a full rainbow in one of my photos, which I posted on Instagram. Go check that out. I don't have a hashtag for that. go check it out. It is on my Instagram at Hooniverse Jeff. In the parking lot, I could see down. Like if I looked down, I could see the parking lot. It was probably 15 Jeeps, 3 Mustang convertibles, 2 Camaro convertibles. It was hilarious that it's that stereotypical, but why would you rent something else if you were there? But that's what it was. I thought it prompted a post on Hooniverse because we do usually try to do a Hooniverse Asks in the morning where we pose a question. And my question was, what car is indicative of a place? And I told that story how it was literally, it's just Wranglers, 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 convertible Mustangs, convertible Camaros. It was neat to see, though. I could see a few privately owned Hyundai Santa Cruz pickups, which was kind of cool. Hyundai has a bit of a presence. Toyota owns the islands, no doubt about it. The Tacoma is the national bird of Hawaii. You know, Highlanders and shit. And then a good amount of Teslas, actually. I think it probably depends on what island and where you're at for that sort of thing. But there was a lot of Teslas in Maui, which was pretty interesting. Honolulu probably has a shitload of Teslas, too. So that's where we're at on this. This is a mini bonus episode. My goal was to hit 30 minutes and we did that. And I hope it wasn't completely boring for you. I apologize that we missed the week prior. That's my fault, which is why I'm recording, counting this episode, 3 episodes this week. So I feel like a little dickhole. We'll fix that. And we will get rolling on some more episodes. Going to get more guests in. Going to get Tony scheduled so we can get that episode out. And then keep you pumped up on our car, Project Car stuff. And then if there's topics that you like when we cover, I'm always happy to hear. I'm I shouldn't say always. I'm mostly happy to hear feedback on this sort of thing, because I like to fine tune this to you. Not that like you're, if you're just one voice and I disagree with you, that's the way it is. But I mean, if you have comments or critiques or whatever, I'm happy to hear them at jeff@hooniverse.com or, you know, Hooniverse Jeff, Instagram and Twitter, all that stuff. Just feel free. Drop me a line. Always happy to hear that stuff. I might not take it under consideration, but if it's like legit, honest feedback, I will absolutely listen and take it in and appreciate it in the manner in which it was suggested. So there you go for that one. So like and subscribe to, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe to this channel so we can grow this channel and do more things with it. Once you hit certain numbers, you get to unlock stuff. Because I was thinking about doing a live stream one soon. But I think I need people to like be notified via the bell and all that bullshit. So we'll get on that. I'm thinking about doing a Hooniverse podcast t-shirt actually too, with a couple different designs where it's based on some of the iconic faceplates of radios, you know, like a Becker Mexico, and then maybe like an aftermarket Alpine or Kenwood. Maybe we'll do like three or four versions of it. I got to talk to the Blip Shift people about it and see what they think. And I'm glad I just remembered that because I thought of it the other day and I didn't write it down. But I want to do a Hooniverse podcast shirt that bases the design on old popular radio faces. So we'll see how that goes. So stay tuned for that. But that's it for now. I appreciate listening. I appreciate you watching. And we'll see you on the next one. And there'll be another one this week. So peace out.